there, you Awakening Wonders. Over the month of September, I'm doing a handful of live shows that are a combination of spirituality, breath work, individual awakening, community building, and challenging authority. How do you bring down the system while bringing up children? How do you try to bring down Bear Grylls while you're on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, and Bear Grylls is much better at that stuff than you? How do we find new ways of challenging authority while trying to live normal lives? So I'll be doing stand-up, breathwork, meditation, as well as conducting polls and votes, because I believe democracy works.
Are you happy with your current government? No.
With you live in theatres like Hayes on the 12th of September. That's a little intimate London gig. I'm at Wembley Park Theatre on the 16th of September, Windsor on the 19th of September, Plymouth on the 22nd, and Wolverhampton on the 28th. To get tickets, go to russellbrand.com/live. That's russellbrand.com/live. The link is in the description. Stay free. And welcome to Football is Nice with Russell Brand and Gareth Roy, where we talk about the EPL, world football, cultural aspects of the game, fan culture, and the beauty of all things connected to football, as well as muddling our way through tactics, media, corporate connotations, like, you know, Man U. Apparently they're not going to sell Man U. They should sell Man U, shouldn't they, Gal? The Glazers. What Man United fan wants the Glazers to retain control over United at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest. Obviously, we saw them lose to Arsenal at the weekend. Fans are, or it's been a terrible start to the season for United. Terrible.
And already Ten Hag is taking on that hue of uh-oh. Yep. For a minute, I thought, oh no, he's their sort of Ming the Merciless sort of new overlord. He's going to guide them in the right direction. But it's they quite quickly start to appear lame. Unlike Messi, who lights up the US game, if you're watching this from that great nation, how extraordinary it must be to see the world's best player, perhaps the world's best ever player, not yet past his prime, with his own unique and personal bodyguard running up the byline like a fourth official, ready to go. Have you seen
Messi? No, I haven't seen this.
Check this out. Like, Lionel Messi, apparently every game now, it's like, I guess it's like LA Lakers. There's stars everywhere. I heard that at the last game, Harry Potter was there, Meghan Markle, all sorts of, not Harry Potter, Harry, you know, the one that's married Mary Merkel. Mary Merkel's wife, Harry Potter. He was at the game. Lots of famous people are going.
You mean Prince Harry?
Him, the wizard.
Have you always got them mixed up?
Yeah, well, hold on. There's one of them, like, his brother William, he goes to Hogwarts school, he's got a scar in his head, he's part of the royal family, he don't like us muggles, I will tell you that for nothing. Have a look at this, this is Lionel Messi, lighting up the game, scoring goals all over, and he has his own bodyguard on the touchline. I mean, that's, imagine the humble origins of the great game. That this would happen. And I tell you, this guy's shredded and deadly. So look, there he is, just tracking Messi. Look at that. He's ready to go. Look at the high vises. 5 seconds behind. And this hack, have a look at the still of his, like, look at him. That's who protects Lionel Messi. Would you feel safe with that guy?
Yes.
Running up and down the touchline of your life?
I like that guy running. I mean, does it take you back to your days having bodyguards?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have that. There's different types of... You can go a few ways. You can go the ex-special forces or the ex-gangster route. Yes. There's different ways you can go when it comes to
security. Did you ever do like auditions for your security?
I let it happen organically.
Okay.
But I've always liked him. There's a fella I have now from time to time, Steve. What, boy? Talks to me like that.
Right. He's de facto dad, is he? Or
basically, yeah. Right, boy! How's it going, West Ham? He's a Chelsea
drop
fan.
Drop you a little bit of money for some
Gordon
sweets.
Go on, get yourself something nice. I've got a job, you know. Nah, you're all right. Go on, son.
Say hello to your mum.
Go on. Be lucky, won't you? Are you a good boy? yes, I am. Quite grown up, you know.
Oh, God, careful. You slap round here.
You're meant to protect me. How? Stop hitting me.
Sometimes you need a bit of young good.
You don't know what's good for you. Go on, little clout. Stop giving me these little clouts.
Will you pick me up at the weekend?
Oh, well, I'll be a bit late, though. Now I'm going to need you to pay me. Oh, this is a confusing relationship. There's loads of stuff I want to talk about. I've actually got a lot of my own
content.
I like
it when you've got a list.
Yep, of course, I've just noticed that the Glazers are taking United
Man United are the biggest net spenders in the last decade.
They're the
bigger than anyone. Biggest net spenders.
It's brilliant. When Harry Maguire and bloody Johnny Evans come on, yes. I thought, how can they, like, to see Arsenal revivified?
Yep.
It's like Martinelli. Who was Martinelli when bleeding, like, Johnny Evans last played?
Right.
Or Eddie Nketiah.
Nketiah.
Mm. Like, them guys, I don't think they was even been invented.
No, I think you might be right.
Is that how people come about?
It
like
is,
Harry
yeah.
Potter?
That's it.
That's astonishing it how is. Much the game and the world has changed.
I'm amazed that even from a kind of PR perspective, Man United allowed Johnny Evans and Harry Maguire to be partnering each other in the centre of defence for United. I mean, that's just incredible, isn't it?
It's a new look, United. Hey, up, here it is. It's Nobby Styles. Nobby Styles are good, though.
Yeah.
World Cup
winner.
Well,
they're good
no
players.
Teeth.
It's just, this is
want.
Meant to be a new title challenge in Man United. I mean, this is absolutely incredible.
You can't keep trotting these poor sods out, can you?
No.
It's ridiculous. It's atavistic. It's like bringing back... Look, I bet Johnny Evans is a lovely person. I'm not trying to criticise him. I'm just saying...
But he came on a free transfer from Leicester when they got relegated. That's not the sign of a club progressing, is
moving
it?
Forward.
Right.
Yeah, we was panicking at West Ham. It's like, oh, no, we've not signed anyone. All right, we've got Edson Alvarez. All right, James Ward-Prowse. I'll call Canis, this French lad or whatever that Chelsea sort of wanted.
Yeah. Turns
looking
out you're
good.
Worrying about nothing.
Worrying about nothing. What we should have been worried about is dear old, poor old, soppy old Man United. That, in a sense, that's to see them against the vibrant, vital, young Arsenal. But having said that, you know, this as we always say about football, you know, if that was it, Garacho, is that
Garnacho,
his name?
Yeah.
Garnacho. If his goal had stood, like, because he scored, and I didn't think it was offside, as a matter of fact.
It was very tight, wasn't it?
It was very tight. Goals change games. I've been invited on Gary Neville's podcast.
I'll do it. I mean, I'll be very jealous. Can
be nice.
Can I sit in like a back room or something and just watch?
Yes, of course you can. That's the right way. Now, I've got it right. Let me tell you about some of the things that I noticed over the course of the week. I think that Man United bought Erasmus Højlund because his name sounds like Haaland.
Yeah.
And it's sort of gone, we need our own Haaland. What about Højlund? No! That's not what I meant. I didn't mean the noise that you make when you call for Haaland. Not the noise associated with him, his name. The attributes.
Yeah.
The purple dumbbell dinkle.
Right.
The beautiful Easter Island face, the flowing golden Thor-like hair, the goals.
Yes.
That's what you mostly
need. He looked pretty good, I thought, that Højlund when he came on. He's obviously no Haaland, but you've got to give him a bit of time.
No one's no Haaland. No. He's irreplaceable. He's a one-man marketing machine. He's got his own prime deal. Do you know that there he is with KSI and our mate Logan Paul, like, advertising Prime now? That's amazing. That drink Prime's come from nothing. That's why I want to take this opportunity to advertise Vile Slops. It's down in our cellar right now. The best kombucha money can buy. Probably going to put some stiffy medicine in it. Have some Vile Slops. Get yourself stiffy. Right. Or if you're a lady stiffy. You know what I mean?
A lady stiffy?
That's right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's all there in the bin, the old Vile Slops, mate. Okay, Steve's our marketing. We've signed Steve. Vile Slops, boy. I tell you what, with your fella, a lady, anything in between, drink your Vile Slops, give your stiffy down there where the sun don't shine. Yeah, I saw you out, boy. You all right, Steve? You've been drinking it. No, I won't touch that stuff. I'll stick with
not
Stella.
Not with my condition.
Oh, no. I'll leave that well alone in my time of life. He actually is a real person, and he'll see this, and he'll be angry, and he might kick my head in.
Yeah, he could
do. So, sorry.
How's it going, the old kombucha?
It's doing well. Young Jim's in charge.
Well, that's my worry about it.
What's wrong with young Jim? He's all right. He's growing it down the south.
He's always editing.
You do not start a business like that overnight. Logan Paul and KSI and Haaland, they spend a bit of time developing Prime. That's why Vile Slops ain't ready to be brought to your shelves yet.
Right.
But when it is, with a bit of stiffy medicine, all the special qualities, whatever you're looking for.
Whatever I'm looking for.
We'll add that. What do you want?
You'll add it in.
Fountain of Youth, Elixir.
Right, so we're very much at the beta stage, are we, at the moment?
I would say beta, right. Beta max. It's like you'd be better off going with another model. No, Vile Slops, it's going to change the world, I tell you. It's a brilliant new product. It's very exciting times. Not like Manchester United falling apart in front of your bloody face. Absolute outrage and ridiculousness. What I noticed as well, mate, when I was watching, I was just watching the highlights and that.
Yeah.
Isn't Sheffield United's manager called Alfie Heckingbottom? That's too northern.
It's Paul, I think, isn't it?
He's called Alfie Heckingbottom. Like, they're a northern club anyway, Sheffield United. You're very northern as it is. You don't have... Get a foreign lad. Get someone in who's slick as fuck, wearing a very tight suit. Like, hey, come on. Not Alfie. Right, it's Sheffield United. We've appointed Alfie Eckenbottom. Right, you slot. You're playing like big girls' blouse, and I mean that with no disrespect to girls. Now, listen, you, you'll get nout, and I expect a lot better from thee. You'll get one of these, my lad. Here, when I were here, we used to play football down to mine.
Sorry for the anti-Yorkshire, but you are from Yorkshire.
I am, yeah. I took no offence.
It's a bit I like didn't mean the, it in a bad way.
The Fiorentina manager, isn't he? He's called Vincenzo Italiano.
That's ridiculous as well. Hey, I'm called Vincenzo Italiano. Expressing my feelings with my hands. Why are you not to play football like a mama used to make? Or say, have you whacked? Now, that's a lot of that too.
I'm also part Italian. So
you are.
You're just
good, this.
Offending me.
All of this. This is not racism and anti-Yorkshire sentiment. These are all very bespoke particular attacks on an innocent man, an innocent, kind, good man. So don't have Eckenbottom in charge. Oh, no, he might be good for all I know. Now, they've got a striker, Sheffield United, called Archer.
Yes.
He scored, and it was a bit of a shaky goal. I think, it's like that one that bounced off Pickford's head.
Yeah.
Did you see that? It hit the post, then it hit the back of Pickford, Jordan Pickford, the Everton goalkeeper, then went in. Now, on Match of the Day, they were saying, Pickford had a good game and all that, and I like Jordan Pickford because he's knavish, isn't he? He's like someone...
He's a throwback, isn't he?
Oh, wait! he's like a sort of like Im Vardy, them sort of like... Yeah. Like they're from a sort of, go on, son! They'll stick you type, like Clockwork Orange, droogish individuals, aren't they?
He's also, as you've noted before, he always looks like he's shouting at something. Like every time the camera goes on him, he's shouting at something, isn't he?
Yeah, I want to get out of it. That, isn't he?
Yeah.
I like that about him. But when that ball hit a post, then hit the back of his head, then bounced in, I felt, well, that's... As a goalkeeper, you're highly exposed. Any error you make could lead to a disaster for your side. And I don't like that if there's a comical element to it also.
I know what you mean.
Post, back of it.
On goals in general, it never feels... Because I watched the Liverpool game as well, and I think their second goal was an own goal. And it's just a bit like... It's just a bit... this isn't a real goal.
No.
You know? Do you know what I mean?
It's no one gets it on their tally.
No.
Like, you could sort of make an argument, like strikers that are 20 goals a season plus strikers like to make an argument for it going on their tally, but it's not good. And Archer, anyway, the United striker, his goal celebration was the pose of an archer, taking a quiver from the bow and then firing that arrow. Now, goal celebrations, it's been discussed for a while, and I'm all for it. I like it. Yeah. Mikel Antonio and his numerous avant-garde expressions of joy after he scores bring delight to fans of West Ham and foes alike.
Yep.
But there's something about, because his name's Archer, and he's like, I'm the Archer. I guess you could say the Archer is struck again. Like, doing that, like...
Do you think he's done it his whole life? He will have done.
When he was a little lad,
like
and
a
that.
Little kid, yeah.
Guess that's another one from the Archer. Hey! But his manager, Eckenbottom, listen, Val, we don't do none of that here at United.
You can F off to Fiorentina with those kind of antics.
Here, we welcome your very expressive celebration. I am Vincenzo Italiano. Well done. It's a very beautiful to be who you are. Like, yeah, he's not going to like that.
I used to celebrate goals. Do you know how I take a shit on a pigeon? I go kill my brother's kestrel because he's getting too close to it, like. I'll wring its fucking neck.
I'd go down mine and then punch myself in the face multiple times and then not let myself out of that mine for hours.
I treated every goal as if it were against my old club, Yorkshire Bastard FC, and I'd maintain a dignified silence just looking down.
Like, if Declan Rice scores against West Ham, it's not coming up that fixture.
Right. Well, I didn't like that. You had your eye on it, have you?
Oh, it's the Declan game. Oh, God.
When I see Declan score that goal and run over to the fans, and that's when he became Arsenal.
Yes.
That's when it sort of happened in that moment. I saw the transfer.
Mm.
I didn't like it, but I love Declan Rice, and who can deny a young man his place in the firmament?
Especially him. He's a delight. He's an absolute delight. Everyone loves Declan Rice.
Declan
and he's got
Rice.
His Rice Rice Baby. He's got it all.
They were playing Rice Rice Baby. They played it.
Amazing.
Just let it happen organically, Arsenal. Don't push it. Don't try too hard.
It's a bit desperate, Arsenal.
Bit desperate, isn't it? Kind of come up chance on your own without recourse to Vanilla Ice's back catalogue. Whatever. Vanilla Ice, that's all the only song he had.
Yeah. No, well, he's no, right. He did have other ones.
Actually,
I was actually really into Vanilla Ice.
Of course you were. You've still not let go of the haircut entirely, have you? Now, like, the thing is with Vanilla, I know I did, as you know, I'm sure.
Strike three.
Tell him I've turned on you. You know, I'll tell the story again. I was a big fan of Vanilla Ice myself.
Of course
so,
you were.
So much so that I cut a snippet of hair off my dad's girlfriend's blonde dog and hairsprayed it into the front of my own hair to be a Vanilla Ice stripe, like Tulsi Gabbard's got that stripe. But I'd cut it off of a blonde dog, a little blonde dog, no bigger than a shoebox, and I just cut that bit off of blonde hair and then sprayed it. And I wasn't even going anywhere.
Lad. You poor little boy. Did you even show anyone? Or
I think I tried to go to the shop with it to get a copy of the Beano, Dandy, Roy the Rovers, any football comics, Mighty Mouse and Hamish. I used to love football comics.
What did you want? Did you want someone to go, nice hair, Russ?
I wanted something like that. Steve, oh, what's that you done, boy? Oh, that's very good. You've had a little highlight point. Wait a minute. After a minute, it's come off.
That smells. What's this stink off?
Dog's there.
You're an animal, Frank.
You disappoint me, son. You let me down. You're no son of mine. Dog's there.
Oh, look at that poor little thing over there.
What'd you cut it off? It's sticky. You shaved it sticky. What you done? Shaved the dog sticky for your own head. That ain't normal, son. Not in anybody's language. You ain't one of the lads. You never will be.
I'll have that pocket money back.
Please, Steve. I was just trying to be normal. Oh, dear. Yeah, that is what happened. That's basically part
of
life.
You poor thing. That's one of the tales from your childhood I'd never actually heard before.
It's a shame.
Because you didn't want to admit it.
I've admitted it now. It's out there. It's out there. Cut off a bit of dog's hair in an effort to be more like Vanilla Ice.
Give me.
After I see First Blood Rambo, I dressed up in Rambo clothes and tied a bit of a...
Were all the friends?
I didn't have none. You can't have my personality and a friend. It doesn't make sense. I went with the personality. I had the choice and I'm happy with what I've done. I tied a sock around my head for Rambo.
Right.
Spencer from down the street come round.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. He goes like this. He would have only been 12, but he said this with the kind of wry weariness of Ari H. Corbett. I've stepped on, son. Russ, you enough remind me of Rambo. Em and his brother, Leon and Spencer. Good lads. God rest Leon's soul.
Yes. So
we've gone off track.
Let's face it, because
we've ended up talking about Vanilla Ice. Mm. Yeah, well, I was actually criticising Arsenal for pushing it by playing Ice Ice Baby in an attempt to evoke a new anthem. Mm. When I myself, in trying to emulate Vanilla Ice, actually put dog's hair into my own hair as a sort of personal hair transplant from a dog that cannot have been something the dog was pleased about under any metric. I love Postecoglou. I don't... Nobody's just let go of that yet.
No, no. Is that just the whole... How did it all come about? Did you think... did you think to yourself, I love that
Vanilla
hair.
Ice.
I wonder if there's a way that I could get my hair to be
more
You don't
like
even
it.
Have the same kind of hair at all.
Well, no, I did. Because
you had a quiff, didn't you?
I had a quiff.
You did have a quiff.
Morrissey, Elvis, Vanilla Ice. Everyone who was anyone had their hair go upwards.
So were you searching for something blonde?
I certainly was searching for something. I was searching for redemption, peace, connection, meaning. And I found it in a dog. Well, my dad's girlfriend, Val.
Right.
Val had this little blonde dog. I don't know what type of a dog you'd call it. It's almost a bit like a Yorkie, but it was Lella. Right. Like a little blonde Yorkie, if you can imagine such a thing. I thought, this is Vanilla Ice-ish, but it's not Vanilla Ice enough. So with a little bit of this blonde dog hair, snip that off from, as I recall, it's from this, almost like its armpit. Because that's where you could get purchase. Out it comes, snip it off, in it goes, spray it on with silkients or silver cream.
Did they wonder
whatever.
Why you were spending so much time with the dog, or was that happening already?
I think they assumed the dog and I were having sex, which we also were. But I have no regrets, actually. It was me that was underage, so the dog's a real criminal. Now, can I move to another item?
Apologies.
I love, you love, and everyone love Postecoglou. Yes. Even if you don't like Tottenham, and let's face it, few people do. Maybe our overseas correspondent for Lionel Messi, Nick Ortner, has offered to be our overseas Argentinian Lionel Messi correspondent. He's a Tottenham fan, and he's a very fine man, creator of the Tapping Solutions app. Very good. Check out that app if it helps you with your mental health. He loved Postecoglou.
Yep.
I love Postecoglou. What I love about Postecoglou is he's sort thought of, other than them more chippy, little bloody Clockwork Orange Tottenham fans that you meet from time to time, thin, gaunt, sharp little teeth, spit at you. Like, he's that type of uncle,
yes,
Tottenham fan, like Mick Panayotu, yes. Cypriot, North London, beloved friend of ours. All right, right. No, he's not like that. He's more, no. Russ. Russ, what's got, why have you put blonde dog hair into your own hair, Russ?
Yeah.
I don't think it was worth it. I don't think it looks that nice. He's like that. Yeah. Postecoglou, I think I would love a manager like that.
Yeah.
He's like, just because of the football. Of course, the football's wonderful. And I think it's lit them up, hasn't it, at Tottenham?
Isn't it?
I heard someone say Tottenham sold Elvis and signed the Beatles.
Wow.
You know, like, wow. Like, because them two midfield lads are doing well. Son's, yeah, firing on all cylinders, of course.
Yeah.
But what I like most about him is just the way he talks.
I know.
We've never had that.
No.
We've had plain talking people, yep, Harry Redknapp. We've had sort of pub room philosophers, like of Clough, Mourinho.
Mm.
What we've not had is like just someone who's like that. Come on, mate. I don't know about that, mate. So I just thought, so like, because Harry Redknapp is above the pitch of normal, even in his proletariat, glottal stopping accessibility. Like, he's a character,
yeah,
isn't he? He's like, oh no, so I've told Paul Mercer and I've signed him. We had to bundle him in the back of a car. I've told Paul Mercer as well, he's pissed now. You know what I mean? It's like a weird, like, sort of a capers, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, but Ange Postecoglou, he's like a sort of a football fan in a sort of laid back way. You'll all be aware that the great Robbie Williams, who we all adore, his song, I guess it's been picked up naturally by the Spurs fans. Has, right, they done that themselves?
I'm not sure, actually.
Or have they been bought about the Ice Baby?
Oh, no,
or swearing North
one.
London? Or like, because is Robbie doing it? But is Robbie doing it after they done it?
I think so.
Because what I wonder with this as a chant, because you know football chants is one of the areas of,
well, I know,
great fascination,
yes,
for me.
Well, after your own.
After my own terrible, embarrassing, failed ones. Like, what about, like, where do you begin? If, like, you're doing Angels as a football chant, where do you begin?
Right.
Where's the first bit? Like, do you just go on it? Do you go in on, and through it all? Is that where you start?
I don't know.
It's weird. It's a weird
difficult
starting point. Because you can't go, I sit and wait. Okay, you know, you can't go in there.
Because you've got
too long
to go.
Got to make your way for all of that. Now, Robbie's version is fantastic. Let's have a look at that.
And through it all.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Come in on through it all.
We'll play the way we want to. With Big Edge past the car glue.
Nice.
Whether I'm right or wrong.
So you like want to and Postecoglou as a rhyme.
Good.
That's a nice,
yeah,
rhyme. What about whether I'm right or wrong?
I'm not sure about that bit.
Okay. But like, he's probably doing the lyrics here as well.
You're undermining it at that point, aren't you?
So I suppose what you're saying is, I don't care. This is beyond the rational. This is beyond the logical. I love, as all love is, is beyond rationale. So all right, let's say
nice,
that makes,
yeah,
sense as well.
Yeah.
It's Big Ange Ball. So you can keep your Pochettino, Conte and Mourinho, and even Christian Gross.
Weird to put Christian Gross in there. It'd be like that because it's niche to go,
yeah,
back to Christian Gross,
yeah,
after all these years.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's good to have gone the Pochettino, Mourinho.
Yeah, because that's not even all the Spurs managers, is it?
Or in order or anything.
No.
It's just like some prominent recent,
yeah,
then Christian Gross. This is not an attack, because
no,
Robbie is
it's
a friend.
Brilliant.
I love Robbie. So this is not a critique of his lyrics. I'm just working out the rationale and the logic. And I also want to know, did the Spurs fans do it?
Yeah.
And then Robbie's like, I'll do it.
If anything, Christian Gross is a comedic addition there.
Christian Gross is a button.
Mm.
He's a comic button. He's,
yeah,
the third. Actually, that's good.
It's
all right,
good.
This,
yeah,
is good. This,
yeah,
is good.
Everywhere we go,
a common football refrain.
Yes.
West Ham are massive everywhere we go, but we follow the West Ham over. Like, the idea of travelling to support your club, deep. So I'm guessing this isn't away fans. This has started with the away,
right,
fans, who, let's face it, are a harder core of fans,
yes,
typically. So it started, I reckon, on the road for Tottenham.
I'm loving Big Ange instead.
It's good. It's good.
Good.
So, and what now? This is where you see perfect Ange Postecoglou, because, like, his response to it. I got this from my therapist, told me to watch this. I just want to talk about therapy, football. Mostly,
nice,
truly. Yeah, it is nice. Football is nice. Let's have a look at Ange Postecoglou discussing this cultural phenomenon.
That's one of the most sort of backhanded, sort of underwhelming compliments I've ever had. You've had some unbelievably fantastic managers, big names, successful, and then there's you, Ange. You know, so and then have I ever heard of Robbie Williams? Where have I been living, mate? I mean, seriously, look. Look, I love Robbie Williams. I think he's brilliant. He's a great entertainer. You made us all brilliant. I think it came off the back of one of our supporters. It's great. You know, the alternative is they make up songs about you that are less than complimentary. So I'll take it for what it is. But yeah, thanks for that, mate. I'll just float out of here. You know, feeling good about myself.
My fascination with the game, I reckon, is like pivots mostly on fan culture and the attributes of managers,
yes.
In particular their leadership skills. And I reckon it wouldn't take a brilliant therapist, and I do have one, to point out that this is sort of like father issues, ideas around masculinity. And like each one of the sort of real great managers, you can sort of sense something in them that is about ultimately leadership. And I suppose leadership is the ability to create a culture and to create realities that couldn't happen without you. And like, you know, with our jokes we were making about Johnny Evans and Harry Maguire there at the top, like we're sort of, it's interesting because you can say, well, how did Ferguson for so long sustain that? And when Ferguson went, magic went away. Whatever he was able to generate, you're able to, like, unless a manager can get things out of players that other people couldn't, there's literally no point in a manager. And when it's like, whether it's Klopp or Guardiola,
I think even Arteta at the moment, I think you can see it in Arteta,
that there's something in them. And like, and it's weird, isn't it? Because it's mercurial. Because like, again, like we were saying about Ten Hag a minute ago, it's like when it goes, it's like, oh no, it's like a wounded animal or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, literally,
sort of break.
He criticised Sancho, didn't he? Afterwards, it's a kind of cardinal sin of a manager to do that. You know that there's something wrong in the relationship between the manager and the players, or potentially the players and between the players themselves. So it's a bit of a telltale sign when things like that start to happen.
Because it must be such an affront to you. Like, to be a manager, you put yourself in such a difficult, hard position. See, someone like Graham Potter, he's just disappeared for a bit, isn't he? I get the idea that dude's deep, you know, and like that he's just gone, I'm out for a while, I'm going to keep my shit together. Whereas some people, it's like they've got probably an addictive relationship with it. And I reckon you can add, I hope like it works out for Postecoglou, in spite of my feelings about Tottenham. Because like, that's the type of character I would like to see succeed rather than sort of bought low. That's the sort of person you could have as England manager, that.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing. Like if he culturally amazing. Like if he gets top four for Tottenham or Tottenham win a couple of cups or something like that, like he's the sort of person you could bind to your heart because he talks like a football fan and he's not fussy. And of course, many of us would have seen that sort of beautiful speech he did. Like, you know, imagine a person that's been like, they encouraged you to play football. I want you to walk on the pitch with them that day. Like a sort of a beautiful anti-Monty Burns. Now I'd like you to remember something else someone encouraging has said to you and get out there. That just tells them the concept of an encouraging speech. But it's like, what? Yeah, I like it, Gal. Like, he's sort of like, oh, come on, mate. And he's sort of like sat his hand like that. That informality.
Yes.
That, which is sort of very Australian, isn't it? That's what Australia brings to the world, that level of informality and ease, at least colloquially in conversation.
It just seems to be the perfect fit for Spurs. And I don't mean that with any kind of negative sense at all. I guess what I mean is the Contes, the Mourinhos, they didn't work. And maybe because Spurs were not in the position for those managers to work. You know, when Conte came to Chelsea, they were kind of ready to, in a sense, but usually those managers kind of walk into teams that are not far off the finish article, potentially, you could say. Yeah. You couldn't ever say that Spurs were in that position, and maybe that's potentially why those managers didn't work. It feels like Postecoglou, maybe he's surprising everyone. Obviously, the style of Spurs' game has changed completely. I think a lot of people were saying De Zerbi at Brighton like massively changed the style, and that, you know, there's kind of been a revolution there after Potter. The same you could absolutely say for Postecoglou at Spurs.
Perhaps it's heightened too by the fact that it could be a crisis waiting to happen. You lose your talisman, lose the player around whom the culture of the club, the identity of the club, the goals of the club have all been built for a long time, and things are better.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, so then where does all of that affection go? It goes perhaps correctly to Postecoglou.
Yeah,
it's cool.
A great fit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hand it to Daniel Levy. He's pulled it off.
Well, he's such a good negotiator, isn't he? He'll have done some negotiating there.
Yeah.
By Ange ball, then. What do they mean? Inverted fullbacks pushing high up the pitch.
That kind of stuff.
They do look well fluid in that, though.
They do, don't they?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful
for a Spurs fan, it must be completely different watching Spurs this season.
Did you see that Lyon, the French football team, not our producer over there.
Or the film from the 90s.
Although I like that.
Very good.
Very good film.
But you're not talking about that, are you?
Is life always this shitty or just when you're a kid? Always like this. My favourite line. Lyon, yeah. They give one of their fans a mic and just went one of their fans went out and coated everyone off on the pitch.
No.
Yeah, they just sort of gave it to them, you lot of shit. Like, they all just had to stand there and take it. I heard Goldstein and Bentley talking about it on TalkSport yesterday. And what would you do if the club arm a fan with a microphone? Like, there's the phenomena of fan TV, in particular Arsenal fan TV. Yes. There's so much good quality fan TV out there. But you don't give them a bloody microphone live and let them have it. I don't speak French, but he didn't seem like he was very impressed with Lyon. Let's have a look. We've got a clip of it. Let's have a look and a listen to this clip.
Le statut de cap du vestiaire. Le message est clair. S'il y a des caps dans ce vestiaire, ils n'ont plus le droit de se taire.
He's furious, isn't he? You can see his eyes, he's furious. The whole fact, they're having to stand there to be admonished. Wow. This is worse than when your mate, Phil Brown, at least did a discreet dressing down at half-time of the whole team.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole crackling atmosphere of the stadium now brought to life. Because normally you might catch, you wanker! Something like that.
Yeah.
Not a concise critique.
Yeah.
And all of that invective amplified, and you've all got to stand there and listen. And Darren Bent goes, I'll bowl off and just go. But then he said, oh, actually, what if you was the only one who did? Then you would become the target of the fans' ire. I mean, think of the number of times that over the course of a season, there are moments where, I've had times where I've really, I don't engage in this stuff too heavily because it's not in keeping with my spiritual nature, but where a player becomes it's him, he's the problem.
He's the problem.
Yeah, or a manager, all sorts of different ones over the years.
But it can change. So, West Ham are a great point with that.
Because of Moyes.
Feelings about Moyes halfway through a season versus the end of a season last year. I mean, that changed completely, didn't it? If you had West Ham fans cutting off the West Ham team, might have never won the, whatever it was called. European Cup. We'll call it
Conference
that. Conference League. Sorry.
There was a very, very important trophy. There was a brilliant Viz article once saying the England fan demands that Bobby Robson be executed. And then but after a draw in a group match said they should be knighted in the New Year's honours list. it's too extreme.
True.
Of reactions. Mm. Yeah. Ridiculous, really. But that's a terrifying precedent right there to see that. Okay, I guess we should do our predictions, shouldn't we? And wrap up Football is Nice. We've talked about some good things. We've talked about Vanilla Ice Baby. We've talked about my feelings about Rice.
Amazed you haven't talked more about West Ham and high-flying West Ham, how well they're doing.
Because I'll tell you why. You don't, look, 4 games in 10 points.
Sure.
You don't start getting married to them sort of numbers if you're a West Ham fan when you know that the next fixtures are Man City at home. Oh, I don't like that. Do I not like that to see those reds and yellows and yours were yellows and greens? Do I not like that? We've got City.
Yeah.
I think at London Stadium. Mm. Liverpool on the road, then Sheffield United. Here, you's Cockneys coming up here with your jelly eel pie. Can fuck off down to the road. Without the hecking bottom and the archer.
Bit of history with West Ham and Sheffield United.
Of course, because
Tevez
of
the relegation.
Of course, them and Wigan. And I remember that because it's when I saw a different perspective on West Ham. Because normally I think of West Ham, perhaps because of my own psyche, as inferior. But when I heard Wigan's manager or chairman at the time going, West Sam, you're a fancy London club. Look at that castle thing. That's when Upton Park had this really vulgar facade of castles. Oh, that thing. They thought they were scared of that.
Well, yeah.
it was a satellite dish or something.
We'll always think that about London. It doesn't matter part of London it is.
Well, you fancy bastards. Look at that. Oh, that's nice. Is it turrets? You've got turrets there for Archer. Right, Archer, get up there. That's what they're fucking designed for, you prat. I'm not having a go at him. He's just a young lad enjoying his life, and I love him on that basis. Okay, so, Grays Athletic are playing Hertford Town. Grays, where I'm from. We're going to have to predict these guys. Who's put this together?
What?
Amazing. Jack, not bad graphics, Jack. Like, what I like about bad graphics, Jack, I was looking at him earlier, thinking about it. He's very relaxed.
Extremely.
He's sub-Postecoglou.
Yes.
Isn't he? Like, in terms of energy levels.
Yeah.
I've just picked these fixtures instead. Worst international break, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah,
he is. These ones. Yeah. His girlfriend's got a bunch of energy.
I know. She makes up for his lack of energy.
They're like Jack Spratt and his wife.
It's incredible.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. But somehow they made it work. Jack Spratt and his wife don't hear much about them people. Like Roy the Rovers. It will just drop out of the culture unless I keep Roy alive.
Wish you will.
Roy was a little bit of a melt, shall we say.
Yeah, he was a bit.
Hi, guys!
I never really read it. I just thought he was too...
Hey, it's all going well for Roy. But then sometimes they would mimic cultural events. I mean, I think they did some sort of take on Heysel.
Did they?
Yeah, and like the Munich air disaster. And it was sort of weird because it was for children. Honestly, I don't know. I might be dreaming that because remember, I was the type of little boy who sellotaped dog ear to me head in an attempt to become a white rapper.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So any of these things could all just fabrication.
Come out of that same place. Do you remember when Roy the Rovers did the high school disaster? No, I think you've been sniffing too much airspray, mate. Or dog. Okay, so Wales versus North Korea. North Korea? Yeah, go on. Like, they're coming to Wales. Will he come over? Oh, Trump's rocket man. Will he be over? He's not going to go on the road with them. Korea are massive. Everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Except for South Korea. We don't like us there. That'd be good. Wales will win, presumably. So I'm going to say home win. 3-0. Hertford Town, Grays Athletic. I don't know nothing about Grays except for Julian Dix managed Grays for a while. And I've obviously been and seen him a couple of times, but it was a long time ago when I lived there. I'm going to say Grays, though. 2-0 away win. Qatar Football Union of Russia. The Football Union of Russia have had to extract themselves out of Russia.
Wow.
Oh, come on, man. So what's that mean? They're still the Football Union of Russia. We're not really Russia, but...
We can't even get our head around the teams, let alone the scores.
Yeah, Qatar, this is too made up. It's really weird, bad graphics, Jack. You've took us on a journey through leagues, nations, and now concepts of even... You're actually trying to reverse the Westphalian Treaty and the whole concept of what a nation is. The Football Union of Russia. This is the first time I've heard this, because they've gone, oh, Russia is too dodgy. But if we were to say it's the Football Union of Russia rather than Russia.
Right.
I mean, what does that amount to? None of the football teams are actually intrinsically connected to the nation.
No.
It's conceptual. I always
think that. I think the same thing with the Russian tennis players.
They stopped them.
Well, they weren't allowed to play at Wimbledon
That's
and stuff.
Out of order.
Well, that's not their fault, is it? They haven't declared war.
They're just like, oh, what are we doing now? It's not their problem. I was playing tennis. I'm not concentrating on that. Yeah, well, you're a bastard now.
Yeah.
And what about you? Have you had a vaccine? No, I don't believe in it. Well, you can fuck off and all. Everything's gone mad. Why has everything gone so mad? Why don't you leave everyone alone and let people just have a cracking game of football and a bit of fun? It's got on my nerves, all this.
Right.
I've had enough.
I have.
We've had enough, Oslot, have.
We've had enough.
All right, see, so even that's moved into politics. We'll make our predictions. By God, we'll make them. England, Scotland, the old firm game. You've got to back England. I'll tell you, I like as well, Ferguson, that Irish lad.
Very good.
Gary Lineker's well into him, isn't he?
They love him.
He said something like, I know a goal scorer when I sniff one with my eyes. He said something really weird. He mixed up too many senses. I sniff a goal scorer when I see one. He was so turned on, he got synesthesia, like Kandinsky, a painter you can't mention anymore because he's Russian. We're not allowed to mention Tchaikovsky, not allowed to mention Solzhenitsyn, bloody. Ain't we allowed to mention Tolstoy, all of the great Russians and Russian history? Are they not humans too?
Yes, they were.
Remember when Sting goes, don't the Russian love their children too? Well, turns out they don't, according to the rest of the world. Of course they bloody well do. Mind you, what's the first thing you think of with Sting?
They can have sex for a long time.
That's all we care about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Roxanne. Yeah, fuck all that, mate. Up them fields of Bali. Never mind all that, mate. How long you keep a stiffy for? Ages. And that's because you drink vile slops.
I knew it.
Full of lovely stiffy milk. That's a natural Viagra. We call it nature's Viagra. Vile slops, baby. Get it down, yeah. Coming soon. It's just been brewed up down in the cellar by
our editor.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate, but he'll get around to it, won't he?
Yeah, of course.
Young
he will.
Jim. We've got Jim. Jim's in the basement brewing up the medicine. Bad Jack Graphic not trying hard enough to line up a weird consortium of weird football fixtures that don't make sense to the eye. It's like a poem on an old Tesco branding, isn't it?
Yes.
Looks like a poem of, like, it took us to the edge of meaning with that. Mm. International break. At least it's spelt right. Thursday, 7th of September. Madness. Come and see my, if you're in the UK, by the way, and you must be, because otherwise why the hell are you listening to this? Come and watch my stand-up show. It's got a handful of them in the UK over September. What a baffling world it is. We'll be back, of course, next week. You can see me 12th of September, Hayes, 22nd in Plymouth, 28th in Wolverhampton. Last two gigs, raise money for good causes. Mm. First one, don't know what I'm going to do with that, probably.
Val Slops.
Spend it on the old Val Slops game, won't I? Got to compete with Logan and KSI. Mm. Got to get the Val Slops out of it. Got to do some clinical trials on whether this stiffy medicine's dangerous or not. That's why I've got 8 mouses, and that's usually enough to prove it. You don't need to go to town, hundreds of mouses. I can't got the fucking time for that. Just give them a little bit of Val Slops. If them mouses get stiffies, we're quids in, son. We'll all be rich.
Hell of an evening.
Hey, man, I'm feeling pretty good at these Val Slops. Those other mouses looks pretty sexy right now.
I can see why Gary never wants you on his podcast.
Well, I'm a genius. It's obvious.
The football insights.
He sniffs a genius when he sees one out of his ears. Okay, right. So that's the end.
Yep.
We've got to do other stuff now. That's all the time we've got for Football is Nice. And let's face it, it's not what you asked for, but we're going to give it to you anyway. Don't forget, you can listen to this whole thing as a podcast. That was Football is Nice.